This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ho, 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 ho. In 86, N.M. Martin wrote the first book of what became a cult. Now it's time for Babysitter's Club.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
Whoa.
Are you surfing?
Oh, Tanner? Is that you? Tanner Greenring?
Yes. We're looking at one another on Slack, on Zoom.
It is I.
Jack.
The ghost of your dead friend and business partner, Jack, who you treated so badly when I was alive, remember?
Jack died.
And I'm his ghost.
Wait, is Jack? Are you? Jack is dead?
I'm Jack.
Okay, and you're dead?
I'm a ghost.
You died?
Yes, and you never even bothered to come to my funeral.
No one told me. This is the first I'm finding out.
Because you never have taken an interest in my affairs.
I am nothing but interested in your affairs.
Oh, you're only interested in yourself, and you're going to be learning about that today, my friend.
I was just asking you before we started whether or not your life was going to get more sane when the big project that you were working on wrapped up.
It was my funeral. It was a big project, and I wanted you to speak at
it. It was like a presentation about, like, frame thinking.
Oh, yeah, it's a present. Yeah, that was, yes, that was a presentation about frame thinking and how to sort of maximize your content library and sort of kind of get extra juice out of it. But then, thing, yeah, it did, and it killed me. But also the mistreatment by my best friend.
Well, I never intentionally mistreated you. I think it was sort of a part of our like characters that we play on the shows that we do. That like I'm sort of like annoyed by your how much of a pedant you are. But it was just like a character choice. You know, that's not the real me.
I'm here to tell you that you will have three visitations.
Okay.
Throughout this episode.
Okay.
So be very scared.
And I hope each of them is distinct.
And they will be.
And recognizably distinct. And I hope one of them has an accent.
Okay. These are your demands.
I had better be able to tell them apart. Do you think you're up for that challenge?
Well, I'm just the ghost of your dead friend.
Okay, fine. I'm looking forward to being visited by three spirits.
Whoa, Tanner, sorry. What was that? It's me. You're just your assistant.
Assistant?
Yeah, I think. Your assistant. Could I have? Could I take today off, actually, and go home to my family for Christmas by any chance? Well, you seem really scared. Like, it looked like, I don't know, like you look like you've seen a ghost or something.
Two things.
Yeah.
Not afraid of anything.
Okay.
Number two, no, you may not. We have to record this podcast.
Okay, but my family...
We have a podcast to record. We have a fucking Patreon. People pay somewhere between $5 and $69 a month. And they're relying on us to release a new episode to the Patreon every week. So no, you may not have any time off. Let's just... And we're already here.
I think in the spirit of Christmas, we should give this episode to everyone on Christmas Day.
What about the people who paid $5?
They'll get it early.
That seems like a ripoff.
But what about my family?
What about your family?
Okay, all right. Well, you know what? I'll tell them.
You want them to eat?
I'll tell little tiny Cyril.
You want them to have a fat Christmas goose? You're going to need that.
I'll tell little tiny Cyril that I won't be home for Christmas today, and because I have to record a Little Sister episode about Little Sister number 104, Karen's Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
And I suppose you're going to make me sing.
I'm not going to make you. The bylaws of the podcast are going to make you. I don't like that you're... I think if anything, this ghost of my former business partner...
Oh, you did see a ghost.
No, sorry. If anything, you or whatever it was...
Yeah, an apparition.
...should be haunting the people who run Patreon. I don't want to be here either. It's like Sunday afternoon. I'd rather be up like... playing video games.
But don't you feel the spirit of the season?
What's the Christmas season?
Yeah, Tiny Cyril is dancing with his mother underneath the lights of the Christmas tree as
we
speak.
I do, and I wish I were upstairs like wrapping presents and not down here in my basement talking about a little sister book. You know what I got my Miles for Christmas?
What?
Two things. What? Oh, well, a bunch of things. I got him some cars.
Okay.
Because he likes cars.
Yeah.
I got him a, and I'm trying to do propaganda on him.
Yeah.
And get him interested in my interests.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like that's what a responsible parent does.
Yeah.
So I got him a Meowth doll.
Okay, from Pokemon.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I got him the first graphic novel of Karen's Roller Skates.
Oh, that's nice.
To get him kind of indoctrinated into the world of BSC.
That's cool. That's wonderful.
And I could be upstairs wrapping those things.
Right, but instead, you're forcing me, your underpaid assistant.
Wait, I don't even collect any payment from this. You collect all the payment from it.
Don't turn this around on me.
If anyone, you're Scrooge.
Don't turn this around on me. I'm working on Christmas Eve. And I suppose you're going to want me to sing to you and sing about the plot of this book, aren't you?
I sang last week.
Okay.
I think it would add insult to injury if you made me sing this week too.
Okay, so you want me to write and record an entire parody song that says the plot of this book to the tune of a famous, hopefully Christmas themed.
Yeah, that's exactly song. What I was going to say. I want you to write and perform a song, and it had better be a Christmas song.
Okay, I'll do it.
And not like a bullshit Christmas song, like how people think Die Hard is a Christmas movie. It's like, get over yourselves. Fuck you.
Okay. Okay.
It has to be a real Christmas song.
Okay. All right. I'll see what I can do.
In fact, can I name the Christmas song?
Yeah.
Christmas Waltz.
No.
That's my favorite Christmas song.
I don't, oh,
that's what I want you to
Mannheim
do.
Mannheim Steamroller?
No.
Okay.
Frank Sinatra song.
Christmas Waltz is the guy who was in Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's very funny what I said.
Yeah.
Well, I can sing to you if you mute yourself. I'll sing you. And I'll maybe try to get you into the Christmas spirit.
Bah.
Okay. Are you muted?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to try to sing this song. Okay. Come on. Mom Spaghetti here. This is a really easy song to sing.
Perfect.
Here we go.
Can't hear me.
I'm a spoiled brat this Christmas, and my brother's really sweet. I am loud and overbearing, everything is about me. I will try out for the play, and you know I'll get my way. It's my big debut. All I want for Christmas is Scrooge. I'm a selfish wretch this Christmas, and my brother's really sweet. So there's just one big problem as I make this about me. Andrew is a natural actor, and they gave him Tiny Tim. His success won't make me happy. Now this day is about him. He's a precious angel child. I am hated and reviled. I guess my wish came true. All I am for Christmas is Scrooge. Andrew is the star this Christmas, and I'm barely in the show. I just have to sit in silence underneath this Christmas ghost. Pamela and I are fighting. Andrew's being such a prick. No one wants me in this play. It's all enough to make you sick. But it occurred to me tonight, maybe I can make it right. Try hard to improve. Oh, maybe I can change this Christmas like Scrooge. All these gifts I'm getting, they must come from somewhere. Could it be that Mom and Seth and Andrew care? The Musketeers are singing, Natalie Springer's springing. Miss Coleman, can you see that I've turned a brand new leaf? And I see it's not all about me, 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 me. I'm a brand new girl this Christmas. This is all I'm asking for. I just want my baby brother treating me like something more. I still want a starring role more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. I wanna be a big sister for you. I wanna be a big sister for you, Andrew. I wanna be a big sister for you, Andrew. I wanna be a big sister for you, Andrew. I wanna be a big sister for you, Andrew. I wanna be a big sister for you.
Wow. You kept your promise.
Yeah. Delivered.
In a way I didn't expect you to, because I don't think of you, and this kind of compounds sort of this false relationship you've set up, but I don't think of you as like a big Christmas celebrator.
Me? Your assistant? Bob?
You, Jack Shepherd.
Jack Shit? Oh, Jack Shepherd died.
Oh, right. Jack Shepherd died.
Yeah. I love Christmas because me and Tiny Cyril and my two
do you
cats.
Know Jack? Do you know Jack?
I knew him. He was a kind of a stingy, miserly fellow, much like you. Yeah. Difficult to get along
did
with.
Did you did you ever go to his house during the holidays?
Yes.
Go by his house?
Yeah, I went by it. Yeah.
Did he ever hang up lights? He and his wife Sarah.
No, much like you, Jack was very stingy and was not inspired by the Christmas spirit and in fact, we have lights up. Found it to be quite an imposition and doesn't like giving gifts very much and doesn't like putting lights up. Though I did hear that he grudgingly got a Christmas tree yesterday, and even though he would never admit it to anyone, he did secretly smile at the festive atmosphere in his house this morning when no one was looking. I did hear that.
I don't know how this happened.
Yeah.
I don't know how you managed to convince everyone that Tanner Greenring is the curmudgeonly old Christmas hater, but
I don't know.
It's definitely you. And like, I also like, I don't see any of that cash.
Interesting. Can I hang on just a sec? Just a sec. Keep vamping, because I just need to get something.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm vamping. So we have an arrangement, Elite Babies, where Jack collects all the income from the shows, because I don't edit any of the episodes anymore. So.
Ooh!
Oh, God.
Oh!
You got a penguin hat on.
It's me! The ghost of Christmas past.
Yeah.
Tanner. And
why are you visiting me? You should be visiting Jack.
I'm here to confront you with something you did in the past.
Okay. What is it?
It's the time when you got really drunk and I'm taking you there, and you went to McDonald's and you asked them if you could use their bathroom, and it was midnight and they were trying to close the store. And the employees had just probably worked a pretty hard, long day, because it was the Christmas season, wasn't it? And it was cold, and they just wanted to get home to their families. Do you remember? Do you see it?
Yeah.
And what happened?
I peed in the middle of Broadway. And a cop, when I came down out of the median, it was like a planter in the middle of plants. And when I came down, there was a cop waiting for me, and he gave me a ticket.
For public indecency.
For public urination.
And do you feel ashamed?
Yes. It has nothing to do with Christmas, though.
It was Christmas Eve.
It was.
It
was not Christmas. It wasn't even December. I think it was August.
And how does that make you feel?
My friend Josh was with me.
Yeah, from the Pokemon podcast.
Yeah.
And was he ashamed of your actions?
I think so.
And did he speak to the police and try to get them to let you off?
I honestly don't think he said a word the entire time. He looked shocked. So. It's not even the worst part.
What's the worst part? And I know it, of course, because I'm the ghost of Christmas past, but it's part of the process is that you say it out loud.
I said to the policeman who gave me the ticket that he couldn't prove anything, and I crumpled the ticket up and I threw it away.
You can't prove anything. I guess that's technically true.
And then I very sheepishly, like, he literally shook his head at me and got back in his car and drove off. And I went and, like, sheepishly picked up the ticket and, like, dutifully paid it, like, the next day.
Were the McDonald's employees just, like, watching you from the store?
I was literally, like, 5 blocks, like, 10 blocks away. The police weren't even responding to the McDonald's people.
I don't really?
The McDonald's people did anything. I think they just
Kicked you out of the store. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And they were like, that guy's up to no good.
My Christmas memory is that it was spite that led you to do it, spite at having been rejected by the.
Well, it was an immense need to pee.
and an immense need to urinate.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. And then, so that's the first ghost who visited, or I guess technically the second.
Hey, sir. No, it's me, your assistant.
I do like sir.
Yeah, no, I know you do. I know you do. You're a hard-driving taskmaster.
Yeah.
I think
let's keep sir up.
Maybe what drove your business partner to an early grave.
He committed suicide?
It's unclear what happened. I do think, from what I've heard from the news reports, he just worked too hard on this frame thinking presentation.
Right, and like kept putting chains on for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah. He got way too invested in the like weird like animation effects you can do in Keynote. And yeah. At the expense of just like getting the presentation done.
Right. Gosh, we've all been there.
By the end the whole thing was pretty impressive. It all just like lit on fire every time a new
all
slide
flash,
came.
No substance.
Yeah. Yeah. It drove him to an early grave. Do you want to say what happened in this novel?
Yes.
Great.
Andrew and Little House family are back.
Yes.
From Chicago. Mm-hmm. They've missed Karen very much. Karen missed them very much. Karen is back at the Little House. Little House flavor this week.
Yes, Little House flavor this week.
And we've swapped. Because of this Chicago business,
mm-hmm.
Jack and I have swapped. Because previously, the episodes that I own, which is how I think about them,
yeah,
were the Little House books.
Right.
And by that, I mean those are the ones I wrote songs for.
Yes.
And Jack always did songs for the Big House books.
Yes.
But now it sounds like polarity has inverted.
Mm-hmm.
And now Jack is doing Little House songs, and I'm probably
Jack has, as I'll remind you, did tragically die trying to put together a PowerPoint.
Oh, right.
And I think I'm your assistant, as you know, and I suspect you know my name is Bob Jackshit.
Your name is Bob Jackshit.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you have a young boy named Cyril who
named Tiny Cyril
uses like a Tiny Cyril.
Yeah.
And he uses like a walking assistant device.
Yeah, and I have
is it like a crutch or is it like a
yeah, it's like a little crutch. It's a little crutch.
Okay.
It's very endearing, and I also have a huge family full of mostly also just cats.
Right.
And
right,
all,
right, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's hard to feed those mouths cuz of how poorly you, my boss, pay me.
You're not my nephew who sort of like tries to get me to see reason.
I think I might be conflating some things here just for the sake of narrative. In this case, your assistant is, and I am your nephew, and now that's the big reveal.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Karen is happy that her family's back. She's at school and she learns that the community theater in Stony Brook is putting on a stage production of Christmas Carol.
Yes.
Written by
Charles Dickens. Oh, we should say who wrote this book. It wasn't Anne. It was Charles and Lee Dickinson, wasn't it? Wrote this one.
It was Charles and Lee Dickinson.
Yeah. Wrote this little sister book.
And it was good.
Yeah, it was very good. Yeah.
It was just like a Charles Dickens book.
Yeah. Because Karen goes through the same, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She goes through the same process.
Some spirits visit her. Anyway, so Karen decides to audition for the show, but Karen and Andrew are very clingy to one another right now.
Because
they've missed one another so desperately.
Yeah.
So Andrew decides to audition as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to the audition, and Karen beefs it.
Yeah, she does such a bad job. She like takes on like a harder part than she's equipped for.
Yeah.
And just fucking beefs it.
And she beefs it. And so she doesn't get a meaningful part. She's a little boy who lives in the Ghost of Christmas Presents.
Underpants. Yeah.
Named like Intolerance or something.
It's actually, this is my... We do like to have a chuckle, don't we? And we laugh to keep from crying. And because it's Christmas and I'll have the fatted goose bring me the fattest goose you can find, boy. And it's our first conflagration of the fortnight, isn't it? It's our burn of the week. And we laugh during our burn of the week. And can I read it to you?
Yeah.
I tried to think of the parts that were left. I had to be in the play. I just had to. Maybe Miss Donovan skipped my name by mistake. I sat up tall in my seat to remind her I was there. We will need two children to be the ragamuffins hiding under the robe of the Ghost of Christmas Present, said Miss Donovan. These are not speaking parts, but they are still very important. Ugh, I would not want to be a ragamuffin, I whispered to Andrew. Ragamuffins are dirty children. I had spoken too soon. These are the last two parts in our play, said Miss Donovan. They go to Pamela Harding and Karen Brewer. Pamela, you'll be the girl called Want. Karen, you will be the boy called Ignorance.
That's good.
Yeah. She thought she was going to be fucking Scrooge.
My burn is a prequel to your burn.
Okay. Love it. Love to hear it.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Because it's when Karen auditioned.
Mm-hmm.
Father is so much kinder than he used to be that homes like heaven. Oops, I made a mistake, but I kept reading. He spoke so gently to me night. Once I started making mistakes, I could not stop. I can do better, I said. Can I just start over? That will be all, said Mrs. Donovan. Thank you.
Thanks, Karen. There's always
one. I
wish
she even got a
There's always
part.
One. Yeah, Miss Donovan, it's not her first time around the block, so she knew that like not giving Karen any part would probably be worse than giving her like a ragamuffin part where she could literally be like out of sight the entire play underneath someone's fucking robe.
And she still managed to fuck it up. She read Karen and Karen still managed to fuck it up because once they start auditions, Karen's other half is Gigundo Yuck,
Pamela Harding. Yes, yes.
And she plays the girl Want, the ragamuffin.
Yeah,
Want.
And we actually have a segment for that. It's called Gigundo Yuck.
Gigundo Yuck.
And it's when we talk about what Pamela Harding was up to. And she kind of did a burn, and I'd like to read it because it's kind of a burn.
Okay.
A subplot is that, it's all A plot this time. But like someone's giving Karen presents.
Yes.
And she doesn't know who it is.
Sort of the B plot.
Yeah, it's if there's a B plot, that's what it is.
And buried. Yeah.
If your friends did not give you the presents, who did? Asked Pamela. She must have heard me talking because she was standing near us on the playground. I do not know, I replied. I'm sure it was not you. You are right, said Pamela.
Pamela and Karen do not get along, and they continue to not get along this week, but they had to be in close proximity to one another because they were both playing ragamuffins who lived under the robes of the Ghost of Christmas Present.
Yes.
And they kept fucking it up.
They kept fucking it up.
Karen insisted on learning everyone's lines, including the Ghost of Christmas Presents.
Yeah.
And every time he said it, so it's a boy.
Yeah.
Like a 10-year-old boy on stilts.
Yeah. And
every time he said a line, Kara would whisper it along with him.
It's very annoying.
To the point that it drove Pamela crazy, and yeah. she pinched Karen.
Yeah, and it's and tough, burst tough not to take a side.
And Mrs. Donovan was like, what the fuck are you two yeah. doing?
Please knock it off.
I gave you the you both are worthless to me. I gave you the most meaningless, out-of-the-way parts that I could, and you keep managing
You're
to
still
fuck
fucking it up.
Yeah. yeah.
Oh, there's somebody at my door. Can you just like vamp while I like check to see? I think it's
Sure. I can continue the conversation I was having with Elite Babies earlier.
Okay. Great. That seems great.
Yeah. So anyway, we made an agreement. When Miles was born, I was like, I don't have time to edit anymore. I think we should hire an editor. And Jack said, okay, hire me. I'll be the editor, and I'll just collect all the income from the shows. So that's kind Whoa! Of the arrangement. Oh gosh. It's a bicycler.
It's the ghost of Christmas present.
Okay, and he's Eastern European?
Yes. Yes. And hello, Tanner. Are you frightened?
Did you bike here?
What?
Did you bike here? Did you ride a bike?
No, I'm a ghost.
Okay, how did you get here?
I through the ether.
And then why are you wearing a bike helmet?
To differentiate from the other ghosts.
You look a lot like the last two ghosts who visited me.
But with a bike helmet.
Yeah.
As requested. And an accent yeah. as requested.
Yeah.
And
what's the lesson you're here to teach?
I'm here to show you what's happening now while you are forcing everybody to do a podcast recording. And look.
Okay. And again, I don't think I'm the one forcing it.
And look upstairs as baby Miles is playing with his mommy.
Nap.
Yeah. Yes. And they're so happy
She's
without
a little
you.
Pissed that I'm not up there.
And look at the other, the house of your dead friend. I think, or okay. no, your assistant.
And who's that?
Your assistant.
Now my assistant is dead?
No, I got confused. And
they're
baby,
dropping like flies.
Tiny Cyril.
Yeah.
Is maybe watching Sesame Street.
Swerved tiniest bit into Schwarzenegger. Tiny Cyril.
What's he doing? He's
what is he doing?
I tell you what he's doing. They his daddy found that a bunch of fantasy books he has have dragons on them. And so he likes to
what
get...
What are we talking about here? Are we talking about...
Her Majesty's Dragon and Game of Thrones, Dance with Dragons, and some others. And he likes to get them out and pretend to read them, and it's quite cute. And we'll play a clip.
Dragons. Even dragons can swing some songs. Dragon Frog. Dragon's notes, dragon songs.
Can you read that one?
Dragon songs. Dragon's classification. Dragon songs. I know them.
Dragons is kind of his new thing?
Yes, dragons.
Okay, he likes dragons.
And all of that is sad. Because of your failures.
It sounds cool.
But his daddy can't be with him.
Why not?
Because of you making him do a podcast.
I know. I'm happy to stop this now.
You can't stop this. I am the visitation. Tell your poor assistant.
I've learned my lesson. Like, if protocol dictates anything, it's that this ends when I've learned my lesson, and I've learned my lesson. I'm willing
I don't
to
think
stop
so. There's
the
one big lesson left.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'll stop doing the podcast.
And now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Hey everybody, it's Evil Jack here, and I have some bad news to share, which is that the Evil BetterHelp competitor that Evil Tanner and I started, WetterHelp, which offers all the same services as BetterHelp, except 100% soggier, is going under, both literally and figuratively. Unfortunately, a lot of the therapists we tried to work with, despite being licensed counselors, who you would expect to be some of the most understanding people in the world, were actually extremely rude and unforgiving about how damp their contracts were when it came time to sign, and a lot of our clients expressed a surprising amount of dissatisfaction with their sessions, despite the fact that we went above and beyond to ensure that each interaction was as quaggy, mushy, squelchy, moist, and waterlogged as we could manage within the constraints of a small business. Also, our offices are sinking. All of this is, of course, causing me and Evil Tanner a good deal of stress, anxiety, grief, LGBT matters, and self-esteem, which means that we are going to have to make use of some of the many licensed therapists at BetterHelp, despite the fact that they don't have a 100% moistness guarantee, and their counselors insist on conducting some of the most bone-dry therapy sessions you could imagine. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. At the moment, we are sadly unable to offer you the squelchy, sopping alternative that WetterHelp was really starting to be known for, so I guess you're just going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and call your therapist from the shower, or ideally, some kind of bog. If you've got some things you really want to get off your chest, just fill out a brief questionnaire at BetterHelp to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. But if you want the soaking of a lifetime, well, I guess you're just going to have to stand next to a puddle and wait for a bus to drive by, because apparently there's no room in this country for entrepreneurs anymore. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bedfellows today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bedfellows.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, so anyway, that's the arrangement we.
Hey, sorry, it was a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, did you invite them in because you were gone for a while?
Yeah, we had a long talk. I learned
about
a lot.
God.
Yeah.
Last time I invited a Jehovah's Witness in was in college.
Okay.
When I was in the dorms, and they pulled me into the common space in the dorms.
Yeah.
And they talked about God for a little while, and they were like, do you want to know? I can prove to you God's real right now.
Okay.
And I said, okay.
Yeah.
Do it. I was like in a little bit of like a Reddit/r/atheist.
That sucks,
phase,
man.
In my life.
That sucks. That sucks to
think
about.
I was like,
about.
Yeah, do it, man.
Okay. And he did.
And then he just stopped talking and it was silent for like 30 seconds. He's like, feel that.
That's pretty good.
And I was like, what? He's like, that was God.
That's good, man. That gave me shivers. Yeah. The one time I spent a long time talking to a Jehovah's Witness, I had just moved to Italy by myself and I didn't speak Italian. And I was like, keep talking at me, my friend. This is great. I'm learning so much. Do you want to come back next week? but you look like you've seen a ghost. You look kind of scared. Did something happen while you look pretty frightened. And
yeah. Have you ever seen Sixth Sense?
Yes.
You know how the boy in Sixth Sense can see ghosts and they're often like kind of dressed how they died?
Yes.
I think I saw the ghost of a guy who died in a bike accident.
Okay. So he wasn't wearing his helmet?
In like Kosovo or something.
Okay. Oh, did he have like a nondescript accent?
Pretty thick accent that sounded like Eastern European or something.
Okay.
So and I'm a little shook from that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I had... I didn't realize I had the Sixth Sense.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty troubling.
Yeah. In fact, I think the boy in that movie sees a ghost with a bike helmet on.
Does he? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Art imitates life.
Yeah.
Let's see. Have we set the whole plot of the book?
Pretty much. They do the play. And so Andrew gets cast as Tiny Tim.
Yeah.
And he's sort of got like a breakout performance. People really love him.
Yeah.
He's like kind of the cock of the walk this week.
Yeah.
He's like singing carols with people.
He's
like
killing
rehearsing
it.
Lines.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Karen decides that she's going to be spiteful and jealous of him and cuts him out of her life.
Yeah.
And he's constantly asking her, like, Karen, will you practice with me? Will you rehearse with me? Will you, like, sing carols with me? And she's like, no, I'm busy. Busy being a ragamuffin.
Yeah.
Karen embraces the Scrooge lifestyle for a little while, but then decides to...
To reform.
Yeah. She's not visited by any spirits that we read about.
They left it out. Charles and Z. Dickinson left it out.
But she sort of comes around. She decides to embrace Andrew's stardom and embrace her tense relationship with her fellow ragamuffin,
Pamela
Harding.
Yeah.
And then someone's giving her little treats and gifts as well.
Yeah.
And she decides to share some of those gifts with Pamela. And it turns out the person giving her the gifts was her brother Andrew the whole time.
And isn't that beautiful?
Yes. And I was moved to tears.
And as was us. Yes.
Chrome wheel.
Yeah.
Fuel injected.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's got a Hemi.
Mm-hmm.
Tears.
Yeah. And it's our segment where we talk about a single pearlescent tear that was rolling down her face. And it is also weirdly... I think, in a way, as you can tell from the ominous music that is now playing, a segment that we like to call, traditionally, Fear and Trembling, with Andrew Brewer. And it's beautiful. Would you like to read it?
The scene in the car.
Yep.
Yeah. When I reached the car, Andrew jumped out and threw his arms around me. Thank you, he said. You are welcome, I replied. But all I did was carry your flowers. Here, you can hold them now. No. They are yours, said Andrew. Mine? What for? They are for being the best big sister. Best? I think I've been the worst big sister. No way, said Andrew. We talked on the way home. Andrew said that the only reason he was such a good Tiny Tim was because of me. I thought of you the whole time, said Andrew. I did the part just the way you would have done it. I did not think you wanted anything to do with me, I said. You did not even seem to want to be near me. I did not mean to hurt your feelings. I was just trying to be grown up like you, said Andrew. I was being a pendant. I had to think for a minute. You mean independent, I
said. Uh-huh.
Said Andrew.
Yeah, pretty good.
Did you like all my gifts? The gifts were from you? Yep, Andrew said. Mommy and Seth helped me. I gave them to you because I was happy we were together again. I did not like living away from you. I am happy we are together too, I replied. I loved all the gifts. They gave back my Christmas spirit. That was the best gift of all.
That's beautiful. What an angel. What a little angel. Tiny
Andrew. What a
little
angel. He's no longer fear and trembling. He's like the opposite. He's just like, he's fully immersed in the situation. He understands everything better than anyone ever could.
Yeah.
He knows how to manipulate moods and people.
Mm-hmm.
To give them exactly what they want. He is the ghost of Bob Cratchit.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bob Jackshit. Or sorry, no.
I am Bob Jackshit, and I'm
You're
fine.
Bob Jackshit.
Currently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the ghost of Marley and me.
Okay. Yeah, the dog.
The book about the dog.
Yeah.
He's the ghost of Christmas past. He's the ghost of Christmas present. He's the ghost of Christmas yet to come.
Yeah.
Which is what they call it here.
What did you say?
Me?
No, sorry. It's somebody in the next room.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I'm going to go see what it was that they said.
Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't leave. He's just grabbing something off the like little hanger on his door. It's a hat. He just grabbed a hat off the little hanger on his door. And then he stepped off camera for a second, I think, probably to put the hat on. I guess we'll see in a moment. When he comes back onto the camera, he grabbed a couple things off the door. It might be more than a hat. It might be a couple props. We'll have to see. Okay, he's coming.
Oh!
Okay, he's like wearing a MAGA hat.
It does look like it. It says Cease Racing Portland, and I stopped wearing it at some point because I think for the reason that you have, it's red, and then you've kind of outlined it, and it was my third choice. Because
I have a question. I have a note.
Yeah.
Awful lot like the first ghost.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And remember, we'd agreed that we would do this if each of the ghosts was
auditorily
distinct.
Okay.
Maybe high. Maybe high falsetto.
Of course, yes, of course.
Or deep low.
No, no, this is easiest. And it was my third choice of hat. I was going to I have this cool hat that says,
I saw you pull a lot of hats off the door.
It says Mouse Rat, which is the band from Parks and Rec, and it's pretty cool, but I haven't worn it in a long time because it doesn't look good on me, and it had spider webs in it. And then
that's good though. That's ghostly.
I debated for a
while.
Spider
webs?
Whether it would be funny to wear one of the hats from the team currently called Washington Football Team. And I think if they've changed their name, I can't wear the hat anymore.
Yeah. Have you bought any Washington Football Team gear yet?
I do need to.
You should before they change their name again, because
it's very good.
The Washington Football Team is good.
Me and Tiny Cyril are going to watch the Washington Football Team after this recording.
Oh, that's nice.
But that's not what I'm here for. I'm going to confront you with the Christmas yet to come, mm-hmm. Tanner. And two scenarios.
Yeah.
There's one where you make your assistant keep podcasting.
Okay.
And you don't.
And I'm ready to stop whenever. Like, at this point, we've even almost recorded a full episode.
You don't get a Christmas goose at all, and you don't send Tiny Cyril a medium-priced gift that's maybe a dragon or a dinosaur toy from Amazon, and you don't send him that. And look how sad he is.
I will. I'm going to send him a Charizard. I'm going to indoctrinate him today.
And look how sad he is. And now look at the one where you'd let your assistant stop doing stupid fucking voices.
Well, again, that was your choice.
And
I had nothing to do with that.
And you do send Cyril a nice gift. And look how happy everyone is.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going to leave.
Yeah. Yeah. Goodbye.
Whoa, what was it that the person said? It was Tara saying, it was Sarah, and she said, hey,
are you
ever going to stop podcasting?
Yeah, and tell her no.
I said no.
A holiday episode.
Yeah, we got to do it.
Yeah. I'll get Cyril a gift.
You will, and you will let your, do you think you'll let me maybe go home? Or
for Christmas and edit the episode
and stuff, and not as long as I edit the episode, of course, myself, and get it up on time. And what about? Do you think you would be willing, in the spirit of Christmas, to release this as a Christmas episode for the whole Baby Nation?
Probably not. I don't think it makes much sense. we just released a Little Sister as a bonus episode last week.
Okay.
So, why would we do that?
Because it's like very Christmassy.
Twice in a row.
And
it seems lazy. People are going to say it's lazy.
Okay.
Because so I'd say probably no.
Otherwise, your assistant would probably have to record another whole episode, bonus episode for Christmas. And also, you remember the last guy you worked with died from stress of putting a fucking PowerPoint presentation together and editing all the...
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense to me. I think let's just...
No, that's fine. You are the boss. And you are the boss. Yeah, you're the boss.
Yeah.
I only have one other note. The entirety of my notes really was was just be Tanner's assistant and maybe something will happen.
Yes,
that was my notes.
Uh-huh.
Hey, but just you are Tanner's assistant. You're here to serve and you might get distracted. And if something happens while you're gone, then Tanner learns a lesson, then great.
Okay,
but I did have this note, and it's the first words of the book. And may I read them to you?
Please.
One flake, two flakes, three flakes, four, five flakes, six flakes, seven flakes, more. Maybe you think I was counting cereal flakes. I was not. It was a December morning, and I was counting snowflakes. And hey, Tanner, is this Karen on a December morning, or is it Ben Shapiro at the DNC?
Why so Shapirious?
And why so Shapirious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. And that's what you wanted to say?
Yeah, that was a joke that I kind of like mapped out, and then I've said it, the whole joke.
And am I going to be visited by any other ghosts?
You were visited by ghosts? That's why you look pretty scared.
I've noticed.
I've been visited by several ghosts throughout the podcast.
I don't think so. It's been a while since I read it, but I don't think so. I think that...
And so I'm waking up now, and it's Christmas morning, and I'm feeling rejuvenated. I've seen my own death, and I've seen that no one cared.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because of how much of a hard ass I am about podcasting.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to I'm going to open up the window, and I see you, Jack. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shepherd.
Okay.
My co-host. And I say, "You there, boy."
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
What day is it?
It's a Christmas morning, Tanner.
Ah, and did you get my gift for Tiny Cyril?
I did. It made him so happy. He was so full of joy. And it was a medium priced gift. It was more expensive than I would have expected from you. My goodness.
Not too expensive, right?
Not too expensive, but definitely one of the higher end Pokemon toys.
Yeah.
And he was very pleased.
Did you manage Charizard, to record and edit the Christmas episode?
I did, and I released it for the Baby Nation on Christmas morning.
It was not just the Patreon Little Sister episode about the Christmas Carol. It was a new episode that we recorded together.
Was it?
I hope so, because if not, I'm going to need you to head home. And get on it.
Okay, I'll check. It is
and at
Christmas
this point, it's
morning.
Not even my fault. It's your fault. So I don't want to hear any of this stuff about how I'm keeping you from your family because you made this choice.
Well, I fucked this one up, didn't I?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so and you're headed home, or
yeah, I'm gonna head right back home. Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. And this was on me.
Yes, thank you.
But thanks for the gift for Cyril. He loves Charizard.
You're welcome.
And did you get a gift for Miles?
Yes, I also bought him a Pokemon plush.
Great, so, while you were there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice. What a lovely thing. Is there anything you'd like to say further about this book or about what you've learned today?
Nothing.
Okay.
Except I'm pretty sure that Anne gave Timothée Charbonnet and Charles and Z. Dickinson the same assignment and forgot. Like, Stephanie emailed and she was like, "Hey, Anne, I could use some cash. Do you like want me to write any book?" She's like, "Yeah, I do one about Christmas."
Yeah.
Where Karen like
acts. Is in some kind of Christmas performance and fucks it up.
Yeah.
And Timothée Charbonnet was like, I literally just wrote that last week.
And Timothée was like, "I pitched that to you." And Anne was like, "Oh, I guess that's where I got it."
And maybe Anne is the one who needs to learn a lesson.
They did the same book twice in a row.
Yeah, and they did. I all that remains for me is to say now to thank you, Tanner, for being
welcome
this week. I would like to also thank the Elite Babies and the Straw Babies for bearing with us. Mm-hmm. And if this is released as a Christmas episode, I'd like to thank the Baby Nation for
bearing
with us. And it kind of sounds like it's not going to be because old Mr. Tanner doesn't want it. And he feels like if I'm taking a bigger cut of the Patreon, I should probably work on Christmas, shouldn't I?
Probably, honestly. Yeah.
This week we did read a novel. It was called Little Sister number 104, Karen's Christmas Carol. Next week on the Patreon, we will be reading Little Sister number 105, Karen's Nanny. And if this so happens to be heard outside of the realm of the Patreon, please do subscribe to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/BSCC podcast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere between $5 and $69. Yeah.
It's the gift. It's the best gift you could give to us. And do remember that one of the hosts died from overwork.
For the cost of reasonably priced Charizard plush.
Yeah, yeah.
You could have access to an entire other show that we do.
This one. Think about that. Think about that.
But it doesn't. Well, this is falling on deaf ears because
it's falling on deaf ears.
Obviously, we're not
keeping this behind the paywall. I can't remember if I said it, but next week we're reading number 105, Karen's Nanny.
Karen's Nanny?
Yeah.
Are they going to destroy Nanny?
They might.
God, I hope not.
Did Karen get a... Oh, no. We did one in, one out. She got a new kitten, and they killed Boo Boo.
Except, I don't know if... Maybe there's a chance that Andrew and Seth and Mommy coming home from Chicago counts?
Oh, what about this? What if it's not Karen's nanny, but it's Karen's nanny? And then... Because they did talk about... Because Lisa's getting a job. And she's get a nanny, and that's the one in, and that means that Nani is the one out.
Jesus.
That's rough.
If they take Nani from us now, just having taken Boo Boo. I'm writing Boo-Boo, a
very rude letter to Anne. Very rude.
Yeah.
Strongly worded.
Another one.
Yeah, another one. All that remains is for me to say that this week I have been, I think, Bob Jackshit.
Yeah, Bob Jackshit, and I'm Ebenezer Tanner.
Perfect. Nailed it.
Tanner-neezer.
Tab-ananer.
Tab-ananer.
Tab-ananer Scrooge.
Scrooge
this week.
Yeah.
Lisa is Mommy this week.
Zendaya is Michi this week.
And Watson is indeed Daddy.
Save dinner. Save room for dinner. Coming to Dad's house.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Bye.
Ho, 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 ho. In 86, N.M. Martin wrote the first book of what became a cult. And now it's time for Babysitter's Club.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.